What's up, everybody? Welcome to the first episode of Get Serious, Rapid Fire Reactions. Now, look, every day of my life, I've got someone trying to get at me and give me their boldest sports takes. So I decided to do something about it. I got a new show on SiriusXM Mad Dog Sports Radio and introduced a new feature where, for the first time ever, you can actually send me a take instantly with a voice message. You know what it's called? Get Serious. That's what it's called. Today, I'm going to hear from you, and we'll find out if you can go toe-to-toe with me. I'll be listening, and I'll be reacting. On the Stephen A. Smith Show, I've got a rating system that I take very, very seriously. Your take can range anywhere from blasphemous to respectable. Very few of you achieved that honor, by the way. To you lost your damn mind. Now, that's serious. And last but not least, we don't care. One lucky fan will walk away with the ultimate badge of honor, the coveted Stephen A. Smith take of the day. But one will be immortalized on the Stephen A. Smith Wall of Shame. Lastly, I hear y'all chatter about only getting 20 seconds to record your takes and all of that. Well, guess what? I'm only giving myself 20 seconds to respond to your take and give you a rating. Why? Because I'm a professional, damn it. That's why. All right, it's time for Get Serious. Rapid fire questions where I put your boldest, hottest, most ridiculous takes on trial. So let's get to it. Let's go. Ronnie.
Dallas, this is Steven. Right. I know you hate the Dallas Cowboys, but Dak Prescott really is the best quarterback in the NFL right now, arguably. Let's face it, in 2023, he threw over 4,500 yards, 36 touchdowns, only 9 interceptions. And this year, he's on pace to do the same thing. If you don't believe that, Steven, you have hit some type of ceiling in your thinking. Tell me how you feel.
I feel your take is ridiculous, okay? It's ridiculous, Ronnie. And here's why. Here's what you're missing, okay? This is what you need to understand. I don't give a damn. I don't care if Dak Prescott threw for 5,000 yards and threw 45 touchdowns. What I care about is, are you going to do it in the postseason? Are you going to do it in the postseason? Because he wins during the regular season. He's been winning all of these years. It's the postseason that's his kryptonite. So here's what I'll say about your take, all right? Respectable. I'll give that to you just because you didn't lie. But it's kind of meaningless because it really, really doesn't matter. You understand what I'm saying? That's just the way that it goes. Let's go to the next one right now. Give it to me.
The WNBA is an elite. It's a marketing campaign for Caitlin Clark and Indiana Fever. 41 games out of 44 on national TV. 41! And let's be real, she's not the best player in the league. That's Asia Wilson, not even close. She's not even the best player on her own team. That's Aaliyah Boston, yet they get the calls, the rankings, the playoff pushes, all to keep Clark relevant for the money. That's not credibility. That's a sellout.
I find that to be a serious take. I got to admit it. It's a very serious take. Now, my question to you is, why do you have an attitude when you say that? Is it a problem, Kristen? Is it a problem that that's the situation when it comes to Caitlin Clark? Excuse me, ain't you here to make money? Don't they have other collective bargaining negotiations? Aren't they looking to get paid? Of course they are. So if this is the cash cow and she brings money, then guess what? I find that to be a very good thing for the league. You should too. Next one, give it to me.
Cincinnati Bengals, Stephen A. Like, sell them, trade Joe Burrow, trade Jamar Chase. I don't know because I've never ran an NFL franchise, but I know it wouldn't be that hard to take a fourth or fifth round pick and go get some competent quarterback play. Quit acting like y'all the Bengals of old.
I don't care, James. I don't care. You're bringing up the Cincinnati Bengals. Without Joe Burrow, they're nothing. We see that. Jamar Chase, he's one of the best top two wide receivers in the NFL. But guess what? When you don't have to load the box, when you can sit up there and rush three and throw eight dudes back in coverage because the three can get past that porous offensive line of yours, then guess what? You don't have anything to worry about. So it gives a damn about the Cincinnati Bengals. Your take is not wrong. It's just meaningless. We don't particularly care. Next take, give it to me, please.
I like Josh Allen a lot, but I do not believe that Josh Allen is nearly as good as Baker Mayfield. Josh Allen has a good line, a good backfield, and good receivers. Baker Mayfield had to create a new good receiver after losing Mike Evans, and he did that because he's that good of a quarterback. He do not have the same type of O-line, and he has good decision-making skills.
The category is some of these names. You see all of this category right here, right? Wall of Shame, all of this other stuff. Now, I could put you on a wall of shame, but you've got me enticed to create another category, Karen. I think a category should be you should be drug tested. Hell wrong with you. Josh Allen ain't better than Baker Mayfield. You are definitely on something in broad daylight. Wall of shame automatically. Okay, I don't even want to hear it no more. Let's go to the next one, please.
Disgruntled Cowboys fan here, and I'm here with another take. I told y'all to draft Cam Scatterboom. Now look at you. You're going to have to deal with this. He's going to be in New York taking away shine from the league's darling, the Dallas Cowboys. And Jerry Jones, you're the face of the NFL. You letting these boys take over. I'm tired of it.
Eddie, I don't think Scatterboom, I think he's good. I think he's a rough rider. I think in short yardage situations, you want that brother, no doubt about that. But this is a man's game. This is the NFL. He keeps taking, getting hit the way he's a cook because he likes the contact. I don't know how much that's going to last. That's my issue with that. I get where you're coming from, but I don't think it's that big of a deal that the Dallas Cowboys did not draft him. I know they needed a running back, and they went to Javonte Williams, and he's all right at $3 million. He's doing better. I get it. I understand it. I truly, truly do. But I think you're overreacting to that, right? I don't think it's that big of a deal. Let me see what grade I would give that. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. I just don't. Next one. Give it to me.
Stephen A., Engelbert won't resign. She doesn't give a damn about any of those players based on her response. She didn't address a single thing that was said about her. Just gave a typical boss response and beat around the bush.
She did give a typical boss response. That is true. Kathy Engelbert, commissioner for the WNBA. And I think your take is respectable. I will say this, however. Even though it was a typical executive response, it was an atypical confrontation spearheaded by the players. And it was so weak, she should resign because they've shown they have no respect for her. Nafisha Collier coming at her like that with the support of the players, you can't lead a league with people feeling that way about you. She should resign. She really should. Next up, what you got?
Kareem, Hakeem, Wilt, Shaq, Magic Johnson, Steve Nash. All of these guys are really good, right? The best NBA player to ever touch the basketball is Nikola Jokic. He is all of them in one. The first true point center ever. GOAT.
Nikola Jokic is big time. He's one of the greatest centers to have ever lived. Is he Kareem Abdul-Jabbar with the sky hook that nobody could ever stop in his entire career that led to him retiring as the all-time leading scorer in NBA history before LeBron James ultimately surpassed his record? I don't think so. Was he Wilt Chamberlain who provoked rules changes because he was so dominant compared to the competition? No. Was he the diesel? Now, I understand that Nikola Jokic can shoot. I understand that he can score. I understand that he is absolutely phenomenal and should be in the conversation as one of the top five centers of all time. But when you take into account preference, are you trying to tell me Shaq Diesel in his prime is not somebody you would have wanted? You understand? A man amongst boys, a man child. Did you see the Oklahoma City Thunder sat up there and throw undersized individuals at Jokic to disrupt him? Did you see that in the postseason? Because I saw that. Meaning Alex Caruso. Remember that? Pay attention. Learn more about your basketball before you come to Stephen A. with that take. Because that was a little bit overboard. And I would have to say, that was blasphemous. Next one. Give it to me.
Stephen A., the Chiefs are going back to the Super Bowl. And they're winning it. Patrick Mahomes is the most unstoppable force in football. Andy Reid has built a dynasty. The Eagles, they're just flapping their wings to tune the smoke and mirrors. Any team that thinks they can stop Kansas City is lying to themselves.
Blasphemous again! Blasphemous again! You know why? Because in your soliloquy, your diatribe, or whatever you want to call it, you know what you did? You called out the Eagles who whipped your living ass in the Super Bowl. See, when you get an ass kicking, you don't get to talk junk before redeeming yourself from that ass kicking. Because our everlasting memory is that it was an ass kicking. Oh, by the way, you played the Eagles a couple of weeks ago. Did you beat them? You lost to them again, didn't you? Shallop. Blasphemous take. Next one. Give it to me.
The NFL completely fumbled the Taylor Swift Super Bowl halftime negotiations. We all know she was going to do it. There were 8 million Easter eggs in New Heights, okay? If she wanted to rename the stadium, Swiftie Stadium 87 for one night only, the NFL should have said, yes, ma'am, what else can we get you? Fumbled the bag, fumbled the viewers, huge loss.
Not so fast. Not so fast. Let me tell you why, Penelope, that you're wrong on this. Bad Bunny is an international superstar in the streaming stratosphere, which is where everything is going. That's number one. Number two, it's in Northern California, Palo Alto, wherever the hell the San Francisco 49ers play their football games, okay? Next year, Super Bowl's going to be at SoFi in La La. That's where I went to see Taylor Swift concert, not once but twice, okay? Taylor Swift and the Swifties rolled up at SoFi, and they turned it out. That is where she should perform halftime during the Super Bowl, not in Northern California. Disagree with you there. I'm going to say, we don't care about your take on that one, Penelope, but I like you. Send another one. Let's get to the next one.
Los Angeles, Boston, Tampa Bay, Kansas City, and San Francisco are way better sports cities than the city of New York City. The city of New York City is an absolute joke.
Okay. You're a New York hater, I understand. Are you aware of the fact that Tampa Bay and Kansas City don't have NBA teams? New York has everything, just like Los Angeles and Boston do. But to throw Tampa in there, you don't have a baseball, you don't have a basketball team. To throw Kansas City in there, you don't have a basketball team. But to call them better sports towns than New York City, maybe it's because you don't have as much to do as New York and it just seems that way. But it don't make you right. Talking about my city, New York, like that, that is a very blasphemous statement. Watch your mouth. We ain't going for that, Patrick. Watch your mouth. Blasphemous. That's your grade. Next up, give it to me.
Stephen A., put some respect on the New York Islanders dynasty from 1980 to 1983, please. 4 straight Stanley Cup finals, 5 straight Stanley Cup finals appearances, 19 straight playoff series victories. 16 of those players won 4 straight Stanley Cups. They are the greatest professional sports dynasty.
How can I put this in a manner that you can fully appreciate? William, in Belmont, New York, I don't recall talking about dynasties, but if I did, and the reason why I didn't mention the Islanders is because the only thing that I know about hockey is that the puck is black. The arenas are cold when I get there. But I still love going there because I enjoy hanging with Gary Bettman, the commissioner. Those are the only 3 things I know. So sorry, I'm going to have to sit up there and say, I get where you're coming from, but don't judge me too harshly. And I'm still going to give you a respectable take because their stats are their stats and they cannot be ignored. A few more of these left. Let's go to it right now, please.
If Kobe Bryant is the closest thing we had to Michael Jordan, then why isn't he considered the second greatest of all time? Instead of a LeBron, instead of a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, those guys, why isn't Kobe Bryant considered the second greatest of all time, at the very least?
The reason why Kobe Bryant isn't considered the greatest or the second greatest of all time is because when we draw the Michael Jordan comparisons, it's not just because of his 5 championships, it's because they played the same position and he came the closest to mimicking Michael Jordan's game, his mannerisms, his mentality, etc. But that didn't make him more productive than, say, a LeBron James or a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar statistically. Did Kobe Bryant win in high school? No. Okay, he won a championship just like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar did. I'm sorry. I meant, did he win in college? No, he didn't go to college. He went straight to the pros. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar won in college. He won in high school. He won on the pro level. He's a 6-time league MVP. He was a 6-time champion. Kobe has 5. How many MVPs did Kobe have? He had 1. So you got to take all of those things into consideration as well. And the effect that LeBron James has had on the game of basketball, wherever he goes, his team is respectable. They don't nosedive. You got to take that into consideration as well, particularly in his prime. All of those things contribute to LeBron James being considered the second greatest, or even Kareem in that argument, as opposed to Kobe. But I hear your point, and I understand it. It's still respectable, even though I disagree with you. Let's go to a couple of more before I get on out of here. Give it to me right now.
What's up, Stephen A. Smith? I'm Dwayne. Beaumont, California. That's over in the IE in SoCal. Big fan. Sometimes I feel like I got a love-hate relationship with you with some of the stuff you say, but hey, it's all fun and games at the end of the day. I'd love to come on First Take. Hey, go Niners, go Lakers. Both of them taking home the championship this year.
Dwayne in Beaumont, California, appreciate you being a fan. Appreciate you watching. You will never be on First Take, okay? Number one, because I ain't thinking about First Take right now because I'm happy doing SiriusXM. Number two, because First Take, my morning job, would never allow you on the air if you're sitting there and you're talking about go Niners. You think Brock Purdy's going to get you a Super Bowl championship? You had your chance, bro. You were close. You had a lead. Double-digit lead, fourth quarter. Kyle Shanahan couldn't close the deal again. You haven't earned the right to be on First Take because we win. We don't do runner-up status. That's what the Niners have been doing recently. That's why you don't get to come on. Last one. Let's give it to me. Respectable take, though. Go ahead.
The GOAT debate is stupid. LeBron is the GOAT. It wasn't even a debate, and that is part of the reason why he's the GOAT. If you had to build a basketball player, it would be LeBron. Jordan got kicked off of his varsity team. LeBron in high school was drafted first overall. And when they were older, LeBron, Jordan could barely walk. LeBron is averaging 20, 10, and 10. Like, come on.
Another wall of shame quote. That's where it belongs. Did LeBron win six championships? Was LeBron undefeated in all the championship series he's went to? Was LeBron a 10-time scoring champion? Did LeBron make the all-defensive team 9 times? Did LeBron spend 5 or 6 years averaging over 30? Did Michael Jordan ever wet the bed in 4 consecutive fourth quarters of an NBA Finals? I'm not trying to be disrespectful here. I barely like talking about LeBron anymore. But the bottom line is you asked me a question, I feel obligated to give you an answer. There is no truth to what you're saying whatsoever. And if you knew basketball and you were truly, truly objective discussing basketball, you would know this. But because you don't, or because you're not, one or the other, I have to school you. That is the purpose of Get Serious, though, isn't it? I would think it is. I just got serious with you in giving you lessons for the day. Say thank you. Today, I've heard delusion. I've heard brilliance. I've heard blasphemy. You think you can do better than these folks? Then you know what to do. Head over to SiriusXM.com/getserious. Send me your boldest voicemail. And remember, you only have 20 seconds to prove your point. So don't waste my time. If your take's legit, I'll call you back and we can discuss it on air for real. Simple as that. Listen live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, only on Mad Dog Sports Radio, Channel 82. Every weekday from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, with replays from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is the Stephen A. Smith Show, and this is Get Serious.